Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That way you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Today is Free Fall Friday, right? All listeners, you guys make that phone call, call me, let's talk, all right? Again, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. So anything you call in and we talk about, I may know something about it. Or anything that you call in and talk about, I may know a lot about it. Okay? So whatever it is, just call. Let's talk. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, let's see, today's weather right now is 58 degrees in the ATL. The sun is setting right now, but we were supposed to have a high of 56, but it got all the way to 58 today. It was so nice, okay? So nice today. Tomorrow, we're looking at the same. Sunny and 65 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny, partly sunny, and 66. Monday, we got rain coming back on Monday, but a high of 67 on Monday. So it looks like we're going to have a great weekend. It's a good weekend for outdoor activities. So if you want to barbecue or whatever, or do that kind of stuff, then jump out there, get it done. It's going to be nice. It's going to be really, really nice on tomorrow. Okay, so get out there and do your thing over the weekend. Again, it's going to be very nice in the ATL. All right, now today's word of the day is obstreperous. Obstreperous. O-B-S-T-R-E-P-E-R-O-U-S. Obstreperous. And that's an adjective, and it means marked by unruly or aggressive noisiness, clamorous. Well, the second meaning is stubbornly resistant to control, unruly. Okay? Unruly. Stubbornly resistant to control, unruly. That may be me. Stubbornly resistant to control, right? That may be me. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So that's our word of the day. And again, today's episode is, I don't have an episode. Today is Free Fall Friday. So that means that the show is open to all the listeners to the show. Today is your day. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. Now, I guess maybe I could play some music, but I don't really want to play any music. Okay. I do want to play some music, but I don't want to play some music. How about that? And, but I do want to say hello to a friend of mine who's listening to the show right now. Maybe I don't know how to say this, but just want to say, hello to that friend. All right. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, again, you guys call me and talk. But Donald Trump, okay, Trump is, I don't know. I don't want to call the man a lowlife or anything like that. But, I mean, why back out on the debate, you know, and that's exactly what he did last night. He backed out on the debate. He said that he and this Fox anchor, Megyn Kelly, really don't get along. So he didn't come to the debate on last night, the Republican debate. But if he back and if he's backing down from a confrontation, excuse me, with a news anchor or whatever, what is he gonna do when it comes time for him to, you know, go before some of these, you know, world leaders? What is he gonna do? And that's what I want to know. You know, how is he going to lead the country? But I just don't think that he's going to make it. I don't think he's going to be the next president, to be honest with you. Okay. I think he's out there stirring up a lot of, you know, controversy and doing things like that. But I don't think that he's going to be our next president. All right. I just don't think so. And but if he does, and whomever gets in, whether it's he or you know, a Republican or a Democrat, either one, I believe that gas is going to go back up, unemployment is going to go back up. You know, we're going to have another war, going to get into another war with someone. I mean, I think that things are going to go straight to hell with this next president. Okay. And I don't know about you guys or whatever, you might call me biased or whatever, but you know, I think that Obama has been the best president I've ever seen in my lifetime. Okay. I don't know about, you know, John F. Kennedy or all these other guys before him, but Obama, to me, I guess Clinton was pretty good, but Obama to me has been the best president of all time. You know, they don't say anything about gas anymore. Gas is probably at a, you know, this is probably the lowest I've seen gas in a long time. This time last year, gas was like $3, $3 and something a gallon. Now I think I saw it yesterday at $1.67, I think. So, I mean, that's, I think that that's attributed to Obama. And now, you know, unemployment is below 7%. That's a low over the past 12 years. All right? That's a low over the past 12 years, down under 7%. I think it's 6.35 or something like that, they said. I don't know what a 0.35 comes in at, but that's what they're saying. So, and I mean, he got these credit card companies straightened out, not straightened out, but straightened out as far as the consumers are concerned. He got the credit card straightened out. He got the banks straightened out as far as the consumers are concerned. You know, he turned around General Motors. I mean, everybody was freaking out. Hey, you're going to get them $800 billion and this and that and this and that. Well, I don't know how they're paying it back. I don't know if they are or whatever, but GM now is you know, doing pretty well. Okay? So I think Obama has been the best president of all time. That's just my opinion. You can give me yours. 818-301-5834. Now, there was something else I wanted to grab a hold of. Man, it escapes me right now. but I'll look at it in a minute, I guess. Okay. Now there are some friends of mine who are in Jamaica right now. They left this morning. They flew out this morning going to Jamaica, and I'm not. They asked me to call, but I'm not gonna call. Okay. I don't know what they're doing right now, but I'm not gonna call them. I have the ability to call them on the show right now, but I'm not gonna call. I won't call. Okay. I won't put that out there. So, anyway, you guys can call in and talk. I don't have to be the one talk every day, all day. You guys can call me and talk about whatever you want. And so somebody asked me to call, put it out there. I'm not going to call. I don't want to call. You know, they may be there. You know, I know that when you go to Jamaica, and I told them this as a friend, I said, I got one thing to say to you guys before you go to Jamaica. All I have to say is, when you get there, mix your own drinks. That's all I have to say is, mix your own drink. I mean, man, we went out on this party boat, and I mean, you know, it was sad. Okay, it was sad, and the reason I say it was sad is because we were. Okay, on the party boat, all these people sitting around. So we out in the water, and the guy who's guiding us or whatever. I mean, we're on there just to get drunk, all right. And the guy who's guiding us, you know, we got this Jamaican rum, you know, whatever, and they got plenty of liquor on the boat, and all he says is, lean back with your mouth open, all right? And then it starts to pour from person to person. You know, your mouth is open and you got rum pouring into your mouth. You know, trying to drown people. I mean, that's, you know, it wasn't a lot. I'm kind of exaggerating right now. It wasn't that much as far as they be trying to drown you, but, you know, he'd shoot a great shot of rum in your mouth, okay? And I don't know how many of these that were taken, but when we got back and getting off the boat on the beach, you know, a lot of people fell off the boat, all right? A lot of people fell off the boat. And some people got hurt falling off the boat. We were blasted. I mean, we were blasted. And so, you know, all I have to say to them is maybe do your thing, have a good time, and mix your own drinks. I know it's nice over there, and you guys hopefully are having a great time. 818-301-5834. Now, those of you who are on my show page, those of you who are on my show page and listening right now live on my show page, someone sent me a message saying, how can they listen to an earlier show? Well, all my shows are archived on the show page. There, you should see an icon that says Archive Shows, okay? You can click on that and look at all my shows. You can go all the way back to my very first show, and I even need to go back and listen to that. I think I've come a long way. When I first started the show, I was deadly nervous. And I don't know why, but I guess that's why people don't call into the show. I mean, people call into the show. I guess a lot of people tell me they don't want to talk on the show. They'll call and listen. I probably got 35 people listening to the show right now up on a up in my studio on my studio call in board right there. I probably got, looks like maybe 30 to 35 people listening to the show right now. And again, today is Free Fall Friday. I really don't have a whole lot to talk about. I opened up the show for you guys to talk. Okay. Now, again, I don't really want to play a lot of music. I have music. I have songs to play, but I don't really want to play music. I want to talk, but I don't want to talk. I want you to talk. Okay. All right. Now, here's a caller from the 404 area code. This is one of my buddies I grew up with. 86 from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
What the hell going on, son?
Hey, man.
What's going on, partner?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing, man. This is a little beef I have since it's free for all.
All your listeners,
if you're driving, or you, I'm sure most of you adults and have cars. But this, I drive a truck. This is my little pet peeve. We driving a truck. We try to separate traffic to allow us enough time to stop, just in case something happened or cigarette fall in your lap or a seed pop in your joint. I don't know. If burn a hole in your damn clothes. The whole thing, what I'm getting at is we try to leave enough space to stop. And you got a bunch of you ignorant drivers will cut in front of us and then put your brakes on. Thing is, if you want to commit suicide, go stand over 285 or 20 and jump your ass off a bridge. Because we that's my best scenario. You want to kill yourself, do that, man. You know we allow space for us to stop. And you think it's fun to just cut us off and you're texting and sending email to your woman or man, whatever, and take that space, and you take that for granted. You see, every day, well, a truck don't slam into a car or truck and push you into another vehicle and kill that person. Take your life seriously and try to drive and be responsible. Because you do ignorant things, you're showing your life. You may not even die. You sit there and you get paralyzed. You ruin your life. You don't be worth a damn after that. But take this driving seriously, man. Because, you know, like I said, I drive a truck. And I can assure you, 99% of the time, the guy that's driving that truck, he going to be all right. But that person in that vehicle in front of that truck, you're going to get that 1% and get your ass tore up. Take that in consideration, man. And that's all I got to say, and I'm out, Tom.
All right. I appreciate you, Vic. Hey,
you got it, bro.
I appreciate your call, man. So that's a great point because I've seen that a lot. And, a lot of people do take these trucks and truck drivers for granted and, you know, pop over in front of them or drive across them or whatever, and they think that these trucks are just slow. You know, a lot of people think they can get in front of this truck because it's slow. But these trucks may be slow, for they're toting a lot of weight, and it's hard for them to stop. Okay, it's hard for them to stop with all this weight coming behind them. So, you know, that's a great point, you guys, is to take these trucks seriously. I mean, you can cut in front of another car or whatever, but a truck, I don't see it. Okay, I don't see it. You really don't have a chance if you come up against a truck. Okay, your car or your SUV or whatever don't have a chance against this truck. I don't care if your truck, your SUV or car or whatever has a JD Power, all the safety ratings. That ain't going to help you against these big trucks. So that's a great point, is to please be careful driving. And, hey, give these trucks respect, because, it wouldn't be good. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I know what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Now, I figured it out. Now, you guys have heard about these Detroit school teachers who are staging sick outs. They call them sick outs, right? They're staging these sick outs, which is saying that they are like shooting hooky from school. They playing hooky from school. So they're not going to school. They're not teaching class. And they've had like dozens, not one or two, but dozens of schools that have not been able to function, run for the day, because the teachers are out. Okay? Now, in Detroit, they're talking about the school situation, and the teachers are protesting against, the city that's diverting money from the schools and sending it to other places and not updating the schools and this and that. I think that's a problem throughout the United States. Okay? I think that's a problem throughout the United States. And that being a problem throughout the United States, it shows in our kids' grades and the way that schools are right now. In some districts, right here in Atlanta, we got a new superintendent that just came into Atlanta, and she's rolling up her sleeves, and she's serious about turning the school system around. Okay, she's saying that some of these school teachers in the Atlanta public school system are not fit to be in the Atlanta public school system, and they're probably going to have to get them another job. Okay. And although I believe in being firm as a supervisor or someone who has an authority position, when you come in and start to threaten people and threaten their jobs, people are going to stand firm. Now, these teachers, they are teachers for a reason, okay? And I think the reason is, it's not the money, so to speak, because these Atlanta teachers probably making anywhere a little above $40,000 a year, although they only work how many months out of the year? I guess 6 months a year or whatever, or 7 months a year, they aren't making a lot of money. Now, this the deal with school teachers, okay? This is the reason that ladies and gentlemen want to be school teachers, is the retirement program. The retirement for school teachers is probably the number one retirement in the United States.
their retirement or their pension or whatever is probably the richest pension in the United States. Okay? They, and when you stop being a teacher, when you retire from teaching, you have a nice, nice retirement. Okay? And that's why a lot of teachers want to be teachers in the system. Okay? That's a big benefit. Okay? So now, when there are other people, although they have pension, they have a pension, and they can also contribute to a 401k plan. So you think about this: when you retire, you can start taking your 401k, or you can start in the payout from your 401k. You can get your pension check every month, which is, like I say, a nice pension. And at a certain age, then you start getting Social Security. So you got a possibility of having three checks coming in every month to take care of you in your retirement. All right? My cousin is a retired Atlanta Public School teacher, and she has a nice, nice retirement. Okay, she not doing bad. All right, now these Detroit school teachers who are in the city of Detroit, who are taking these, you know, these kids are the ones who are losing. Okay. Now, these school teachers in Detroit make a little upwards of $40-something an hour. I didn't say $40-something thousand a year. I said $40-something an hour. They're one of the highest paid school districts in the entire United States. I think they said that they were the number one paid school district in the entire United States, in the city of Detroit. Okay? And they're complaining about the school system and the people, you know, diverting money away from the school. I understand that. Okay? And I guess I believe there's a better way to get your point across and to protest against the city or the education system or whatever whomever you have a problem with. I don't think that walking out or sicking out or whatever you call it is the thing to do. Now, this superintendent in Detroit is talking about starting to get rid of some of these teachers. Now, are you willing to lose your job, your retirement, your job, your pension? Are you equipped to lose this for that reason? Are you equipped to lose your job, lose your salary, lose your pension for this? And I mean, you know, they're talking about health reasons and things like that with mold in the school, things like that. I mean, that's a problem. I believe in that. I believe in protesting. I believe in standing up for what you believe is right. I believe in that. But at the same time, there's got to be a different way of doing it other than having these kids out of school for weeks at a time and not getting the education that they deserve. Because you guess what? Your paycheck is being paid by their parents with their tax dollars every month. So get your asses back in class and take care of these kids. Hey, that's all I have for you guys today. I'm going to close out. It's Friday night. I think I'm going to go up to the basketball game, to the high school basketball game, and look at a little basketball tonight right up the street here. I don't know. I don't really have anything going on tonight, but that's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go up the street to the high school and check out a little high school basketball. I know when I was in high school, I played high school basketball, and Friday night was the great night. I mean, you know, playing, you know, Friday nights against maybe a crosstown rival like Washington High School, or even somebody who was right down the street, Harper High School, or anybody in the city. I mean, jam-packed house, everyone rocking, and guess who they're waiting on? The boys' game, for us to come out and tear up some heads. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. It's Friday night. I'll see you guys on Monday, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys.
Hey, y'all, we got this thing we want to do here, and we want y'all to join on with LTD and holler along with us. Go like this. Come on, y'all.
Frank, we party.
Let's boogie down until the end.